I have a Father, Almighty Father. He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I have a Father.
I can't hear you.
I have a Father, Almighty Father.
But
He is King of Kings, oh, and Lord of Lords. Oh.
I have a father,
Almighty Father. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father.
I have a Father, Almighty Father. He is King of Holy Lord of Lords. I have a Father. Sing it.
Almighty Father, He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father.
I have a Father. His name is Almighty God. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father. I have a Father.
I have a Father. Almighty Father. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father.
Hallelujah!
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
What a joy to be here again today. We give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Let me get started by welcoming the person on the left and on the right and say welcome to DP. Tell them good morning. Amen. Be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. Thank you, music guys. If you are here every morning and it's because you think, let me just pray for 2 weeks and see what God will do. You feel before you start it. God walks by faith. In faith, we don't try things, we do things. We don't do things because they work. We do things because they are right.
Yes,
do not let us be weary in well-doing, for we will reap if we don't faint. You can sit down there and think, okay, that other fellowship, you pray 1 week and get a result. I don't know about them. Because God is not magical. Anything. This is a lifestyle God wants you to live. Whether you are home, you travel, or you are here. God wants you to write. David said, my voice will you hear in the morning. Okay? It's not what we're doing because we want to. That's the lifestyle God has called us into.
Yes, sir.
In Proverbs 23, verse 7, the Bible says that he thinks in his heart. So easy. Now, contextually, it was talking about something else. But in principle, as you think, that's what you become. If I know how you think right now, I can tell where you'll be next year. Everybody talks about it, but we don't think about it like we talk about it. Let me tell you something. It's possible for you to be tongue-talking, born again, even demon-chasing, and be low in life. Very possible. Examples are all over the place. Maybe you are. One example I could use in this service. I'm telling you, it's not how long you've been in faith. Is how you think. Believe me when I tell you. You can have Jesus within you, coming for prayers every time, coming to the church every time the door of the church is open, and have a low life. It's possible. Just the way you think. The real battles are what goes on between your ears, called your mind. As you think, the Bible says, surely there's an end. But let me quickly tell you, the expectation of the righteous cannot be, there's nothing I can do about it.
Yes, sir.
In his sovereignty, God says he can do anything about it. The way you think affects you.
Yes,
you can't think like a pauper and expect to end up like a king. It doesn't work. So when they tell you, oh, they're brainwashing Koza, exactly what I'm doing. I want to wash your brain. I want to wash poverty out of your brain, mediocrity out of your brain. I want you to start thinking like a king's kid. If you don't think like that, you can't be like that. If you become anything for the government, the first thing they will do for you is orientation. You must change. Oh, I don't like that my friend. He has changed now that he has a position. He was trained to behave like that. Have you met your friends in the days when bank was banks? He will say, how are you doing? In the bank hall. No. He will put ourselves together. How are you? How are you? When you meet outside, he said, I was in the office. Because that's a training. There's a way a Christian must think. If you think like the world, I'm telling you, your result will be exactly like the world. I'm your pastor. So when you're ready, get to the PRU and say, I'm ready. Some of you think poverty. That's why Apostle Paul, in his grace message, begs Christians in Romans 12. In Romans 12 verse 1, he begs Christians, I beseech you therefore, by the mercy, he said, brethren, he was talking to Bonnie, he said, by the mercy of God, number one, that you need to do, you need to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Don't get my message wrong. What I'm preaching to you about grace is that in case you missed it, it's not like Old Testament that you pay for it. Karma is not part of this, in case you missed it. But you want to advance. You want Proverbs 4:18 to be your portion. You must present yourself as a living sacrifice every day of your life. Number two, verse two. I beseech you that you do not conform to this world. The word conform is from two Greek words, come and form. Some of you have attended a wedding before. They told you this invite is wedding come reception or engagement. Meaning the same invite conforms or becomes an invite for the entire wedding. That's the meaning of conform. In case you've been to a block factory before, they have a mold. All the blocks will look alike because they pass the ingredient, the cement, the sand, inside the mold. Yes, Bible says, don't enter the mold of the world. I don't see everything they say. I don't dance every dance they dance. Not because I want to feel superior. No, because Paul says, this thing will not work. So if you are the type of Christians that secretly, you say, thank God that I'm born again, right? If you came some weeks ago when I wasn't born again, by the time you start talking like that, your mind is not renewed. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word renew is the word anakinosis, which means renovate. You need to renovate. Your spirit is brand new, but your mind is the same. If you don't renovate it, you are just like someone who changed the speaker, but the hard disk is the same thing. The thing will sound out better. That's why you get angry once in a while. God is showing you, you have this on your inside. That's why you talk some things and you say, I can't believe I said that. It's because it's still there. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
That's why you are in church, DP early in the morning, and you are there to look for opposite sex. In church, where else will I look? That should not be your preoccupation. Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Every other thing shall be added. God knows how to choose your inheritance for you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So if you are too smart, if you are thinking like the world, your result will be like the world. You need to let down everything at this service. Maybe you're watching me online. Lay down everything and say, you know what? I want to follow God. They told David, should we give you inheritance or allow God to choose for you? He said, allow God to choose for me. Number one is anger, but for a moment. That's why he said, lies are falling to me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. God will never give you something lower than what you thought. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You follow what you have learned this morning in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 51 verse 10, The Bible says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. If you know the spirit is small capital, he's talking about mind. Talking about a human spirit that is thinking like God. Renew the right spirit. There's a right spirit you ought to have. There's a right spirit you ought to have. And it's within you. Nobody knows. You can be smiling and be cursing somebody in your mind. You can be talking prosperity and be poor in your mind. We can't tell. We can't tell. You are the only one that can tell. That's why if you deceive everybody, don't deceive yourself. Out of the throne, several things David could pray about. He held onto one thing. He said, Lord, I don't care if you take the palace from me. Just make sure you give into me a clean heart. In the Old Testament, how much more you that have a more glorious covenant. Renew a right spirit within me. He said, cast me not away from your presence. He said, take not the Holy Spirit from me. Now I understand that in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is there to dwell with you forever. But it's not functional forever. It can be angry. If it's not so, the Bible will not say, grieve not the Holy Spirit. He's within your life. But it can be angry. It can be non-functional. And that's the way some people live. They can't pray. They are sleeping during the word. And they are continuing like that. No, don't do that. There's something wrong. You need to renovate your life. In Matthew 11, 28 to 30, this is a popular scripture. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Don't stop there. A lot of us have rest already. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. You have to learn how to think. Although he was a son, he learned obedience by the things he went through. God will take you through some path. Oh, my boss is not nice to me. Maybe God is teaching you something. Oh, I'm seeing a lot of challenge. Maybe God is teaching you something. He's teaching you to depend on him in the middle of what you're going through. Because your mindset is not, I mean, a God you can't see, how can you depend on him? He said, Thomas, you thrust your hand in my bowel and you believe. How much more blessed are those who didn't put their hand, who never met me, but they believe. Okay? He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Say after me, I have a lot to learn from Jesus. By the way, I hope you know that yoke is not a demonic word. Yoke is a family word. In those days where they didn't have tractors, they used oxen and bulls to farm. It's an equipment that places six oxen together. That's why the Bible says don't be unequally yoked with unbeliever. Because when one is tall, when one is short, it's an unequal yoke. There will be a problem. One person needs to bend, and you can't make ridges like that. Amen.
Amen.
So he said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I also have yoke. I have the direction I want my children to go.
Yes, sir.
Grace does not mean you do anything you want. No. I gave you grace to repeat in case you missed it without any problem. So take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Come and say after me again, I have a lot to learn from Jesus. Say, if I don't look like him, I'm not learning from him. For I am gentle and lowly, and you'll find rest for your soul. Where will I find rest for my soul? When I take up his yoke and learn from him. So when I don't have rest, I'm not saying you don't have challenges. When I really don't experience what the Bible says, I'm not learning from him. I'm doing what I want. He's not the Lord of my life. So you must learn how to think as a Christian. In Ephesians 4:22. I want to read from 22 to 24. Are you alive?
Yes, sir.
If you're alive, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is the man that preached about grace. It says that you take off concerning the former conduct. He didn't say there's a grace or there's an anointing that makes you continue. You take it off. The old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust. Lust is not the demonic word, it just means desire. There's a deceitful desire. That thing that's shaking your body is deceitful. It's just deceiving you. In case you are on the edge right now, you're about to do something that the Bible does not approve. You are being deceived. The Bible says, "I'm being renewed in the spirit of your mind." Can you see that the mind has a spirit? It means attitude of your mind. There's a way you behave when you fight people. Because you're from a polygamous family, they've taught you growing up to fight. Or you're from a society. No, you have to relearn and unlearn some things. I think I will come to the people. They're looking at me straight there. You must be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Let's read 24 together. And that you put on a new man. Okay? You put on a new man, which was created according to God. In true righteousness and true holiness. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Before you be yourself, be your best. No, I will just be myself. Why did you resign from? They didn't understand me. Everybody don't understand you. You are the only one that understands yourself. Something is wrong. Am I preaching good this morning?
Yes, sir.
In Romans chapter 12, verse 2 that I read to you, I need to round off now because we need to pray. How many think we need to pray? I think so. And do not conform to this world, but be transformed. I love the way the Amplified put it. Can we read the Amplified? AMPC. It says, do not be conformed to this age, because the word world means eon, is the word eon. The fashion, the slang, the song, anything that is trending, that's the meaning. Don't be conformed to it. Don't. If you are conformed to it, then why are you surprised? You want to do everything they do and you want to have different results. You know what I mean. You are just being selfish. You want to do everything they do and have different results. It doesn't work. Okay? The Bible says, fashioned after, adapted to his external, superficial customs. That's what some people secretly desire. No, you have to change. You even gossip about your church. You know, Nkosa, you don't do this. Listen, what they are telling you is the right thing. We are not 100% right. But most things they're telling you are things you need to genuinely, when you're alone, change.
Yes,
not that you will pick a friend and start talking about, no, it will work. Okay?
Yes,
now, I'm not preaching to everybody. I'm preaching to people that have asked questions in their privacy. Why are things not working? I'm showing you from the Bible. Okay?
Yes,
but be transformed. Look at the word changed. If you're not changed, you are not the one I'm talking to. You must be transformed. You must be changed. The word transform is from the Greek word metamorpho. And you know what Paul was talking about? How eggs becomes the pupa, the larva. How it changes. What was crawling begins to fly. That's what it was talking about. You can fly.
Yes, sir.
You can fly.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says by the entire, not just, entire, not just one side, not what pays you. You see, an average human being is selfish. Why am I coming to DP? I just want to give God 4 weeks and see what he will do. Thankfully for you is about evangelism. So. It's not for everybody. It's for mature people that love the kingdom of God. People that have put the kingdom. Each church has what God has told them to do. Okay? Oh, Pastor Beardo, I think you should be smart. You should do what? No. That's not what God told us to do.
Yes,
amen?
Amen?
By the entire renewal of your mind. By its new ideals. You must embrace new ideals. New attitude that your old friends will say, girl, what is wrong with you? They're not against you going to church, but these new ideals, come on. People that have gone to that church before you, come on, wake up. Come on. New ideals and new attitude so that you may prove for yourself. Not to anybody, for yourself. What is good? I think I should talk about that tomorrow. What is acceptable? What is the perfect? So there's a good, will of God. There's an acceptable will of God. For example, God didn't want Israel to have a king. He said, I want to be your king. They said, no, we want to have kings like God. Okay, it's an acceptable will. He said, the king will lord it over you, will tell you to bring taxes. They said, we don't mind. Okay, no problem. No problem. But I will give you Samuel in case you go wrong. So that Samuel will correct you. So that's an acceptable will of God. And there's a perfect will of God. You will walk in the perfect will of God. That amen ought to be louder. I say you walk in the perfect will of God. In the name of Jesus. As a Christian, I'm closing. There's a way God expects you to think. There's a way God expects you to think. He expects you to think the word. Before I get there, I want you to know that there are certain customs you need to stop embracing. I love the version that says, do not adopt the customs. I think it's J.B. Phillips. Anything called cosmos is an idea to keep God out of the equation. So if you are there secretly and you're embracing things that want to keep God out, God doesn't want you to be independent. I love the New Living Translation. It says, do not copy the behavior and the customs of this world. Don't copy them. Yes, huh? There are people here that they just see people do things there. They want to repeat it. Huh? Every challenge, you are in it. But you've not won also. It's as if I'm harassing you. But think about what I'm saying. See, if you have a problem, they won't call those people you're copying. It's me they will call. Family members, don't believe in this church, will call me. Say, this happened to you. It will not happen to you in the name of Jesus. You will not have a negative testimony in the name of Jesus. It's an idea to take God out. Okay, I was reading to you New Living Translation. Do not copy the behavior and the custom of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. The problem is that you act for a while, but it doesn't really affect the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. I pray that in the name of Jesus, you will know how to think.
Amen.
How does God expect you to think? The word. The word. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, it says, be careful for nothing, but in all things by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that transcends human understanding or surpasses understanding will guard your heart. Will guard your heart and mind through the Lord. The first thing it will do, it will guard your thoughts. That's the first thing. He has not answered your prayers. Because a good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth what you see in your life is a bringing forth of a good thing. Or a bad thing. Okay. In verse 8, the Bible says, now, finally, brethren. This is the final of final. It still continues to chapter 6. So this is not the final. Whatever things are true, most things you follow are not true. Whatever things are noble, most things you follow are not noble. Whatever things are just, most things you follow are not righteous. Whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. Okay? If there be any anointing or virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, I don't even know how to share bad news. If you don't know, that's the end. I won't tell you. Meditate or think. Give me the version that says think on these things. Because some people, meditation is too... In fact, the way they think, meditation is another word. Give it to me. Think on these things. I love the version that says, if anything, praise, worthy of praise, think on. Weigh, take account of these things, fix your mind on them. I love the version that says, fix your, I think that's amplified. Fix your mind on them. This is when your prophecy will appear unto all. This is when it will be said. In fact, I'm going to teach a lot about thinking because I know we need to know. We need to be reminded a lot about this. Let's rise to our feet. You're going to pray. You say, Father. That's not everybody. Say, Father. What you have heard now will not stand against me in judgment. Pray about that. It will stand against me. You have said what you've said to me because I can do it. I receive it with the whole of my heart. I receive it with the whole of my heart. Mari baba baba ba. Come on, I can hear you. I receive you with the whole of my heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Any strange voice that is against the word of Christ. Any strange voice that is against the word of Christ. I bring you now into subjection. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. You are praying a major New Testament prayer. Some of you, as soon as you pray this prayer, before you get into your car, some of you are watching online, you will see results. Jesus, I bring everything, every disobedience, every word of disobedience, I bring it, I subject it to Christ in the name of Jesus. Any strange voice assigned to me, voice of suicide, voice to run away, voice, no. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Mare baba baba. Kosoto robo koshitari. Any strange voice that is against the word of Christ, I bring it now in subjection. Now in subjection. In Jesus' precious name. You are going to pray. You say, let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing unto you. Pray that prayer. It's a major prayer point. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, the thoughts in my mind, be pleasing. Be pleasing. Some of us want to change, but we don't monitor what we think. Be pleasing unto God. Come on, pray that prayer from your heart. Let it be pleasing. Let it be pleasing. Misatari baba baba. Be pleasing to God. In Jesus' precious name. You're going to lift your voice where you are. You say, in the name of Jesus, I put on the new man. In the name of Jesus. Those who came from the same womb with me, they will be surprised. In that, come on, pray that prayer. I put on the new man. Those who came from the same womb with me will be surprised. In the name of Jesus. I will not just be coming to church. I will not just be coming for DPE. I will not just be coming for prayers. I put on the new man. That is made in the image and the likeness of God. In the name of Jesus. Come and pray that prayer. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Say this same life. Come on, not everybody. Say this same life. We give God joy again. I will learn from Christ. I will pick up his yoke and learn from Christ. Pray that prayer. Say the same life, we give God joy again. The same life, no matter what my past says, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the same life. Come on, prophesy to yourself. Say the same life, we give God joy again. In the name of Jesus. Everything I need to learn from Christ, I will learn in the name of Jesus. Everything friends are teaching me that I know in line with the words of Christ,
I throw them away. Anything the society accepts that is not in line, anything my tradition accepts that is not in line with Christ, I throw them away. I pick up the yoke of Christ and I learn from him. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. I want you to lift your voice where you are. Say, any voice assigned that is speaking to me, I silence you now. I conform in the name of Jesus, not to this world, but to God. Pray that prayer. I conform to the word. Any voice speaking to me, smoke that cigarette, go to that club, do that thing, I silence you now. I silence you now. In the name of Jesus. Any voice that is speaking to me, I command you, shut up. I do not conform to this world, but I conform to the word of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Look at me, everybody. When I'm doing the word, I'm not doing God a favor. I'm not doing the pastor a favor. I'm not doing my leaders a favor. I'm doing myself a favor. You not know now. Later in life, you know. That there is a mark the blameless man. The end of the man, not the middle, is peace. There's a way that seems right to a man. I wish the beginning was destruction. You will turn back. I wish the middle was destruction. You will turn back. But the end is destruction. Make up your mind that you monitor your thoughts and your life will go in line with what God has said. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Come on, give him thanks.